This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weekend, including a wild rescue from a floating sheet of ice on Lake Erie, plus a New Orleans Saints superstar arrested in Las Vegas after playing in the Pro Bowl. What's up with that? And the biggie could be that Russia is getting seriously closer to invading the Ukraine. They're going to stop pussyfooting around, and some of the conversations that we've had in the last probably 4 weeks come into play, the things that I've been mentioning and what people have told me about what it looks like from the Ukraine's point of view and what's happening with Russia and what does it all mean to all of us. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Can you believe here we are again, rolling into deeper into February, but so we are, and we are a couple of days into the Winter Olympics, which some people are not watching. A lot of Americans are saying, nah, no thank you, not happy about what's going on in China, politically speaking, human rights-wise, and just not interested in the Olympics. Are you a supporter of the Olympics this time around, or are you a big thumbs down? We're doing an unofficial poll. You can weigh in, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let me know, thumbs up or down for the Olympics. We will talk about that when we get into the man cave. So coming up in this hour, your thoughts through the mailbag, plus fair or foul. Jeremy Paulson joins me, our technical maestro for the show, and we talk about a couple of different things that I think about often, whether they're fair or foul. In my world, we'll see what it's like in his world. But before we get there, again, the thing that I think is so on the minds of so many, because it does absolutely affect us, is what is happening. Is the Ukraine going to be invaded by Russia? The threats are there from NATO. The threats are there from others who are looking at this from the inside out and saying, what will Russia do that will provoke what could be more than scaremongering, and that would be start to shoot. That would be going in and trying to seize the capital and then having all those people that are there, where the estimates are maybe 50,000 civilians could be killed, wounded, or just left, depending on what happens with that government within the next couple of days. And it would be a huge humanitarian crisis. There'd be about 5 million refugees fleeing because of the chaos. That's the numbers that are being projected, by the way, by our U.S. military and our intelligence people who have been briefing lawmakers and some of our partners in Europe over the past several days. So tactically speaking, looking at where the troops are, the Russian troops, they are ready to begin a possible assault. Now, you think about this. Do you know how long this actually has been going on? 60 weeks. 60 weeks they've been talking about this. That's crazy to think of the amount of time. Think of the months, etc. But what will Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, do? You know, the Olympic opening games, he sat and watched. He stood up when the Russian Olympic athletes, or the ROC, entered the nest, as they call it, in China, which is where the opening ceremonies were. And there he was, and I just kept thinking the same thing. I mean, he's sitting by himself. Other diplomatic types aren't there. That's not happening with the U.S. A lot of countries didn't send anybody to the Olympics, but he was there. And I'm thinking all these troops are ready to roll in just a second. I mean, Russia has never really liked the Ukrainian independence. The Ukraine was part of what is now not the Soviet Union, the now defunct Soviet Union, and parts of its territory for centuries were ruled by Russia. But the Ukraine wants to stay like it is, and they want to be part of NATO, which Putin absolutely is against. So at this point on the border, you have those battalion groups that are ready to roll if they have to. And you're looking at, or in the Ukraine, they're looking down the barrel of what could be a major invasion. And they have been, but it seems as though it's getting closer and closer. The worry is real, in other words. And Putin had a meeting on Friday with the Chinese President Xi at the opening of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. So they issued a lengthy communique affirming their mutual grievances about the U.S.-led international order from NATO expansion to security alliances in the Asia-Pacific region. So there are all these stiff sanctions that are being thrown around, including going after Russia's oil and gas exports, among other things. But and remember, Moscow and Beijing have a new energy corporation through a Russian gas pipeline into China, so obviously they are aligned. But a Russian invasion of the Ukraine, what would that do while this is all happening with the Olympics? Would it embarrass China? Because would it mean that they are supporting Russia's effort to strong-arm the Ukraine? So there's a lot of different layers of this, but here's what we care about. When we cut through all the political gobbledygook, are they going to actually invade for sure in the next couple of days? And then what does that mean as far as the involvement with the United States if Kyiv falls in the next day or two, and there is a huge civilian casualty, a huge civilian toll, because that's what is being predicted. Right now, that's what is being predicted. Wow. All right, quickly, in the meantime, I have to tell you about these people floating on the ice. 18 people, wow, looking at the overhead shots of it, it was just crazy to see the crack in the ice on Lake Erie on Sunday. Not that the ice doesn't crack, of course it does, but then to know that 18 people were rescued from this ice flow, as they call it, that's separated from the land, and a sheet of that floating ice just pulling away while people were snowmobiling. So the Coast Guard got involved here. There's a Coast Guard station, Marblehead, they have an airboat that they deployed, an Air Station Detroit helicopter to rescue that group, and a Good Samaritan with an airboat also helped to try to get all those people off that piece of ice. The helicopter lifted 7 of them, the Coast Guard airboat rescued 4, and the person helping with another airboat rescued the other 7. Here's the miracle. They all made it. Nobody needed medical attention. Because is there a such thing ever as safe ice? Crazy. They're telling people stay off Lake Erie. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
With me and the Woman Cave too, right? And what would we be watching? Well, there were a lot of things we could have watched, including the Pro Bowl, but absolutely we would be watching the Olympics. Not everybody agrees with that, though. Some people are not watching the Olympics. I'll be curious to see what the ratings actually are. To me, I was so sad. This is one of the things that happened in today four of the competition, right? Michaela Schifrin, who I think is amazing, are one of our best skiers in all the events. She missed out on the giant slalom because she skied out, basically. That hasn't happened since 2018. So, in other words, you have the course, and you know how tough it is, right? You're flying down there, but you miss a gate. She crashed out on her first run after missing an early gate. So she's out of that. She's out of that competition. And it's the first time that she has done that in 30 races going all the way back to 2018. Afterwards, when she talked about it, she said, "I'm sorry, that was the performance I did today, but it also happens." And that's smart of her to just move on, because
She's got the women's Super G. She's got the downhill that would still be part of it, part of what she would race in. She has the combined, etc. So she's out of this one, but she can't afford to sit back and say, woe is me, I can't believe that happened. She has to move forward. So the Olympics are back on. The Winter Olympics are taking place in Beijing just a few months after the rescheduled 2020 Summer Games took place in Tokyo, let's face it. And there have been a lot of hurdles to this, including COVID-19, the United States diplomatic boycott of the event over alleged human rights abuses in China, and, not sending a diplomatic delegation to represent the government in Beijing. Team USA competing for gold in 107 events across 15 different sports in 7 Winter Olympic sports, biathlon and bobsledding and curling. I even watched that the other day. Ice hockey, luge, skating, and skiing. So Michaela Schifrin out of the giant slalom, but in those other races, this is an 18-day event all told when it's said and done. And, we still have, obviously, there's a lot of preliminaries that are happening and qualifying, but certainly there are medal counts to be had. There are medals to be had. And I was just looking at the medals. The United States right now has 3 silver, so 3 medals total. The Russian Olympic Committee has 2 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze. They have 6. They lead the way. Behind them, Norway has 2 gold and 1 bronze, 3 all together. Japan has a gold and 2 bronze, 3 all together. And I mentioned, obviously, the United States. And Austria and Italy also have 3 so far. Very, very early going in these games, but it'll fly by like nobody's business, because that's what happens. So certainly there have been lows and highs to what's going on at these Olympics, and watching the competition and seeing what the conditions are, and the conditions, in most cases, the actual conditions of the courses are very, 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 very good, right? So Team USA medaled in freestyle skiing, which was great. You had Koff, who earned a silver in the moguls after finishing 2nd to an Australian. And you've got, again, many opportunities still coming up for some of these big athletes that we keep hearing a lot about, and some that we've seen before in the past, like Shaun White, who's going to retire after these Olympics, and he's been so fun to watch in the last Olympics. He's a 3-time Olympic gold medalist, and at 35, with knee and back issues, and knowing that this is the end of the line, It's smart that I think it was great that he qualified and he came to Beijing. Will he win a gold medal? We, don't know at this point, but he has had an incredible career in snowboarding. There is no question about that and what a legacy he has. So he knows that this is it. His final competition is coming up. It's so crazy to think about that, but his final competition will happen, I guess. Qualifying will take place on this Wednesday, and then the finals will be Friday coming up this week, but it's the snowboard half pipe that we'll be watching to see how he does there. All right, I mentioned that, of course, there were other things that happened in the world of sports, and we would definitely talk about them. Stephon Diggs scored a touchdown and let his brother Trayvon know it. This would be a storyline. The AFC beating the NFC 41-35. Yes, it's the Pro Bowl. So coming up, we will have the Super Bowl competition on Tuesday of this upcoming week in our final segment of the first hour. We'll try and nail the score, see if anyone nails the Super Bowl score between Cincinnati and Los Angeles. It's a very big week out at SoFi Stadium, and a lot of people are pretty excited about the Super Bowl. The thing that I mentioned at the top about New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara arrested after that Pro Bowl, so surprising to hear him connected to this. But what happened was the cops were called to a hospital on Saturday around 6 o'clock. There was somebody reporting a battery. The victim reported being hit at a nightclub in South Las Vegas, off of South Las Vegas Boulevard. Their investigation led them to Kamara. So he was booked into the Clark County Detention Center, posted bail of $5,000. He's going to make his initial court appearance on Monday. They're investigating it, figuring out, asking anyone with any information to contact their office. But this apparently happened where police say the battery resulted in substantial bodily harm, and the breadcrumbs led to him. The NFL was made aware of the situation. They say they're not going to say anything because they have to wait and see what happens, see where the matter, as they say, goes. But to me, I just was surprised to see his name pop up. So we'll see what happens in court and where this all goes, and more of the details perhaps come out about what happened there and what was the complete details on the battery, etc. Because it's very, very, very vague, to say the least. All right, not vague. Tom Hoge won his first PGA Tour event, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, his first tour victory. 200-plus PGA Tour events. He edged out the great Jordan Spieth, so good for him. It's harder than you think to win on tour. Seems like there's different names that pop up, but he said it was awesome. Spieth was right there and then lost it on the 17th hole. I think that's where things imploded for him. But for Tom Hoge, he was able to take advantage, and he was one of seven players who had at least a share of the lead on Sunday. And he came within inches of holing out from the 16th fairway. He tapped in for that birdie. That's how he caught Spieth. Spieth made a bogey from the bunker on the par 3 17th. That really, really hurt him. But good for Tom Hoge to win his first one at 32. Wow. Man Cave is closed. Go in the mailroom next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in D.C. He also made a stop by ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now, and we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida Senator Marco Rubio reacting to what his party did last week. The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. On CBS's Face the Nation, Rubio said that those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted, while slamming the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates across the rotunda. A South African company has created a COVID vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine.
Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That's Chris Barnes. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, thank you. Lots and lots of email about a whole bunch of different things, including what's going on with Joe Rogan, who once again was on 6 minutes of an apology that he put out on social media. And I got this one from Gary, who says, Kate, what's going on with Joe Rogan and these apologies and all these, are they censoring him at Spotify? Are they pulling down more of his crap? What's going on with his podcasts? Well, here's the deal. Now, because of the controversy with Rogan, right, over the information that he was putting out about COVID and Spotify taking the heat for that and having several people pull their music from Spotify, off Spotify, including Neil Young, and, you know, people are like, well, you know, but that's Neil Young. But now more, even younger artists are complaining and saying they're going to pull their music too. So Joe Rogan has now become the center of attention, right? So they're going through the various podcasts, and apparently Spotify pulled down like 70 of his previous podcasts because he has a big body of work, right? Of course, from way before his relationship even with Spotify, but then it becomes all of the archives, if you will. And in some of what he talked about, he had, he was using the N-word, or they were talking about the N-word. That was one of them. And there was a clip that resurfaced of him doing that almost 24 times when he was hosting the Joe Rogan Experience.
And Rogan said, when that started to surface over the weekend, he said, it's the most regretful and shameful thing I've ever had to talk about publicly. He insisted that it was taken out of context, the snippets from 12 years of conversations on his show. But he said, it looks effing, is what he said, horrible, even to me. He said, I know to most people there's no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word, never mind publicly on a podcast. I agree with that now. I haven't said it in years. He then admitted to using the word in the past, but claims it was only within the context of what he was talking about. That's it. That's what he said. He thought people were understanding what he was doing. So Indy Aria, a Grammy Award-winning singer, shared the now viral clip of Rogan heading into the weekend, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, on Instagram explaining her reasons for removing her music from Spotify, saying that his language around race, she wanted off of that. And she said the $100 million deal she believes was built on the backs of musicians. So he came out and he, again, apologized and talked about what I just said there, what he said. That's part of what he said. And he looked at, you know, he addressed clips of him referring to different things in what he had said and tried to explain them. But it's interesting. Rogan has been in this crazy spotlight. I mean, he already was, right? The $100 million deal with Spotify. But more people knowing what the content was that probably never listened to Joe Rogan. And will there be more musicians that also come around and remove music? And, of course, that's what Spotify is concerned about, because they do make money off of music, not just podcasts and not just the Joe Rogan Experience, which is popular, and why, let's face it, they paid $100 million to him in the first place, because they want people to subscribe. That was obviously the whole idea. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Michael, and Michael says, hey, Katie Kate. I haven't been called that in a while. When you look at what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine, you know, in one way, I want to say, who gives a damn? But in another way, we have to care because of the land grab that you talk about with Putin. And you can never keep this guy far enough away from anything to do with borders and innocent people and finagling the way that he certainly has done, and some of the hysteria he's caused and problems in the United States with the hack attack that his country is responsible for on our elections and in many other ways. So do you think they really will invade, or do you think it's just more of that threat and constantly being there to remind the world, hey, we're Russia, and if we want to invade the Ukraine, we damn well can do it? I like the way you put that. We can do it. Well, they have enough. Absolutely, they have enough there to go in and blow up a lot of lives. There's no question about that. Ukrainians are saying that they may have no choice but just to get out and figure out what they can do, and some are trying to do that because they're worried about the aggression of Russia, and that they have to be ready. In fact, I saw a quote from somebody, and I thought, wow, that's exactly what was in my head in a way. They think they need to live more like Israel, where they can expect an explosion at any time, right? So they're training people also, in some cases, to be ready if there is an invasion. Do they have a bunker? Where can they go? What does it mean if they're invaded? And do I think it'll happen? I think there's a much better chance than I thought would happen initially. I do. I really believe that Putin has it in his mind that the Ukraine is theirs, and that's that. And that's why they're there in the first place. That it's not just to say, oh, this is to protect, to watch what's happening because of things that are arising. No, whatever nonsense and scenarios they want to paint, he can paint, but it's all propaganda nonsense. Even in trying to hire actors and put out a little film showing that really that Russia has been attacked by the Ukraine. I mean, come on, give me a break. There's no way when you compare the two. He wants the Ukraine to be part of Russia. That's what that's about. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Phil, who says, we're listening to you here in the great state of Florida, Kate, kind of all over the place. I've moved around a lot, and I caught you in Tallahassee. I was glad to find you. And I have to tell you that I know a lot of people aren't watching the Olympics. I've heard you talk about it a couple of different times. However, I enjoy the Olympics, and I feel like we should support our athletes. I hate what's happening in China and the things that have ruined lives there and their human rights violations that I believe are really happening. But I think these athletes who have worked themselves to get into this position need us cheering them on. Just my take. I'm not paying attention to the rest of it. But, boy, I would love to see Team USA, the women's hockey, for example, beat the Canadians when they eventually, which it looks like, will be on that collision course for each other, especially after watching what happened with the U.S. and Switzerland. Yeah, the U.S., just a quick aside, the U.S. blew out Switzerland, the fifth-ranked team, and an 8-0 was what it was. And it does seem like, yes, it's going to be the U.S. and Canada. And Canada has said they pretty much wanted, the only thing they want to do is they want to take back the gold medal. So they beat Switzerland and Finland, and that's what they want. They want the gold medal back. And the United States did lose one of their stars, a star center, Breonna Decker, to an injury early in the opener against Finland. So I agree with you, by the way. I despise the things that are happening in China. And like Russia, I would put China on that list of, really, do we trust what's happening behind the scenes and pulling what strings are being pulled behind the scenes? Of course we don't. This is a communist country we're dealing with. But supporting the athletes, I think, is key. Like Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, they were dancing on the ice like nobody's business, and they won a silver medal in team figure skating for the USA. So I am like you. It's about watching them and not paying attention, just not ignoring, but not paying attention to let that just focus on what's happening in China overall and not paying attention to the athletes. All right, let's go to this one from Darren. And Darren says, hi, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to your show for at least probably a couple of years now. At first, I wasn't totally on board. Now I am completely hooked on the show. So thanks for keeping on doing what you do. I'm bored of the same old dudes doing their thing behind the mics during the day. So just a shout out there. And also, I have a question for you, although you might not have said what you think will happen, but who do you think wins the Super Bowl? All right, thanks for that, by the way, for listening. I love that you converted, so to speak. And who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? I'm going to be asked this tomorrow in the Cincinnati radio station WLW, we call it a big stick radio station out of Cincy. And you know what? Favorite is the Rams, but I'm going with the Bengals. I think the Bengals will win this in a close one. So there you go. That's my prediction. Fair or foul, I predict, is coming up next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This hour of the show, Jeremy Paulson joins us for a little Fair or Foul. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a good weekend?
It was okay.
Okay is good. Okay is better than no. It was terrible. It was the worst weekend ever. So I'm going to say that's fair. It's fair. Right? It's an honest answer. All right, so the Olympics in China, should we be rooting on the athletes or not? Lots of Americans aren't watching. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul because I'm one of the Americans that aren't watching.
Not watching because you don't care? Because you're like, it's boring? Or
yeah. A lot of the events are boring to me. I don't know.
So it's not even about the politics of the human rights nonsense and the violations.
Really. It's just the events are boring to me.
I love it. The events are boring. You know what? I mean, here's what the thing is. I think that, this is just my take, I think that Summer Olympics are more watched than Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's part of it. That, you know, as much as people can talk about figure skating and, you know, this week, tomorrow, we have Nancy Kerrigan on the show. And Nancy Kerrigan and Dorothy Hamill, and I can name other skaters that people were really interested in how big figure skating was. But I
think that's part of what it is for some people, right? They're just not as popular as the summer games. I mean, it doesn't help that it's held in China, but I was looking at a poll. You'll find this interesting. There was an Ipsos poll that was just conducted the other week, and the people who said they were interested in the upcoming games, the number was so low. 55% said they were just 45, actually 45% of American adults said they plan to watch some or a lot of the Olympics. Just 45%, that's it. So, yeah, I think that's what it is for different reasons. But a lot of it is they're not as interested in what the offerings are. So I think let's
make arm wrestling an Olympic sport again.
Well, they're going to do climbing, of course. That's going to be added to a future Olympics, but that's going to be summer games. That's the other thing. What are the sports? What are the sports that should be in the Olympics? I mean, that may be the better fair or foul. What's foul for the Olympics? Some of the stuff is not interesting, right? That's why people aren't paying attention. So I am, because I like sports. I mean, I wrote 2 sports books, and I still am in the middle of the sports world, and I'm asked constantly about my opinion on the Olympics. I've been on all kinds of radio and television shows and stuff, so I have to keep up with it anyway. But I want to root for the athletes, but I understand how people would be bored with what...
Yeah, I love sports, too. It's just some sports are boring to me, like... Soccer, a lot of people love soccer. I think soccer is so boring.
No, I do too. I agree with you there. The book I wrote, Invade the Man Cave, I got so much abuse from people. Where's soccer? So in the next one I put soccer in, and people aren't even paying attention to it. I think if you have kids in soccer, but that's different. And I know people do like soccer. It's not that nobody likes soccer, but it's not as popular in the U.S. as people think. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, how about this one? Plain potato chips. Just give me the plain old potato chips. It could be Ruffles or it could be whatever, but they're just plain potato chips. Or the ridiculous amounts of 100 other types. If you go down a chip aisle, people, there are so many flavors, it'll knock you out what some of the flavors are. I mean, I'm not just saying, you know, sour cream and onion. It's like crazy that sriracha chips, whatever, there's like an insane amount of other types of chips. So fair or foul, you like them plain or the other 100 different types?
Can there be a both? Fair and
no,
foul?
You must only choose one option. Which is it? This is the way.
I would say flavored then.
Flavored.
I love original, though, and especially when it comes to, like, dips. Like, you have to have original when it comes to dips.
You know, I agree with that, because if you get, like, jalapeno chips or whatever they are, I mean, it might be fine, but if you, like, dip, it doesn't taste the same as if it was just a plain potato chip.
You have the original, yep. Just ruffled.
Just Ruffles.
Regular.
Yeah, regular chips, whatever it is. I am... You know, I have a brother who you open his cabinet, and I think any flavor is available of potato chip. It's crazy. I mean, my nephew knows everything. Oh, he can tell you whatever potato chip comes out. He just knows it. So I like plain. I would say plain. I mean, I'm not eating bags of potato chips, but if I was having a sandwich or something, I would just get a plain potato chips. Yeah. So I'm going to go with that. I get that, yeah, it's varieties of spice of life and everything, and hey, you know, look, it's about commerce and selling more chips. If I work for the company and I came up with the clever ads and ways to get people to shell money on different types of flavors, okay. Snow tires or winging it, fair or foul?
Fair, I live in Minnesota.
So do you have, like, what do you do? The snow tires, like, are in your attic or
no,
put away?
No, my truck. I have 2 sets of tires.
2 sets. So 4 tires.
No, I have 8 tires.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy.
Because I have a full set of tires and rims in the back of my truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Switch them out.
Wow.
In the next season.
All right, so you're right. That's a thing if you're in the Midwest or other parts of the country that definitely plains where you get a lot of snow. I was just talking to somebody the other day from Michigan about it, saying that they were in their parents' attic, and they said, how many snow tires do we have in the attic? Because two cars had been in crashes, and they still had the snow tires for them, and they had their current snow tires. And I'm a winging it person. I don't have snow tires, but I don't live in a snow place.
Yeah, we have a lot of snow, usually, so...
But what? How much of a pain is it to put on snow tires? But like all of a sudden,
they have them on the rim. For me, it's really easy. You just take the tire off, put the other tire on. It's super easy.
Take the tire off, put the other tire on. So it's not a big deal to do it.
No, because my other tires are on rims already. You know, so it's like I don't have to really do anything. You know,
other than
and
put them on.
It's fairly cheap to have someone do that.
Oh, okay. So not a big deal.
You just bring them there, and you're like, can I switch these tires? I have them right here. And they just lift it up, and it takes like 15 minutes.
What happens if you leave your snow tires on in the heat of the summer in Minnesota?
It just makes it a little rougher ride because it has more tread. You know, you can run winter tires in the summer. But
okay, so it's not going to do anything to damage the car.
Shouldn't.
I like that. It shouldn't. Speaking from experience, it shouldn't. All right, birthday card in the mail versus electronic birthday wishes. Fair or foul?
Does it have money in it?
Well, either could have money. You know, somebody could electronically send you money now, too, or a gift card or whatever. So you could get money or a gift card either way, that way.
I'm all about saving, like, paper, so I would say digitally. Over the cards.
Digitally over the cards. When is your birthday?
March 29th.
Oh, my gosh. Your birthday is March 29th?
Yeah.
You know when my birthday is?
March 29th.
March 30th.
Oh, there you go, Dave.
That is so crazy.
Now you'll always remember my birthday.
I will. That means we're both Aries. Wow. If you believe in Zodiac, that is crazy. I agree with you on saving paper, except for, I think, birthday card. The reason I say that is because if somebody sends me a birthday card, that means they went to the trouble of having to go get a card, pick it out, send it to me. I don't know. There's something about the thought in that that I like.
This is true, but then are they going to do it every, like, Christmas cards? Valentine cards?
I don't know. And really, a lot of people do electronically. Or if you're on social media, that's the quick way out. People just,
happy birthday.
Yeah, hundreds of people post little memes and things on Facebook or whatever. I mean, that's the down and dirty
way.
I've
seen people start the GoFundMe things, too. They'll be like, oh, thank you, it's my birthday. All I want is put money in here.
Are you going to do that on the 29th? Put money in here on all over social media?
No, I don't.
I don't do that either. It's crazy, right? Please, please. I want to go get me a Porsche. Here's my GoFundMe for my birthday. It's my birthday. I know what you mean, but in all seriousness, that I've seen people do that where they put that out, where they say, if I've done anything, touched your life or whatever. I just saw somebody that I know write something about that the other day, and I thought, I didn't know that was a thing. Very nice, very nice. Fair or foul, it's in the books for now. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for joining us for this hour of the show, 2022. Wow, it's done in a flash, so make it count. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.